Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Collaboration in art exhibits and artwork takes many shapes and forms, from simply a shared idea or theme and a space for the show to combined effort from artists in different media. Today's guests are both three-dimensional artists who have created a spectacular collaboration. Cecilia Ramon and Carla Stetson have been working together long distance over recent months to create a large, space-specific sculpture. Their work opens to the public on Thursday, January 17th, in the show Confluence at the Duluth Art Institute.
I'm Cecilia Ramon. I've been working mostly with installation work, sculpture. I also do drawings and paintings.
My name is Carla Stetson, and I've done a lot of different media in the past, and this current show is mostly two-dimensional work. Confluence is just our idea for a title because it means two rivers joining together, and it was our way of working in the idea that we were two separate artists who decided to make work together to collaborate on a piece. And as we've been working on this piece, it's changed a lot and has resulted in something that probably neither of us would have thought of singly, but because we were working together, it became its own individual piece.
One of the pieces is truly integrated. That is not Carla's or mine. It's just another piece that has our energy, and it has another energy that has been created for the interaction.
We started out having a two-person show. So her work, my work. And then when the idea came to actually collaborate, it took a while for us to figure out a good method because we don't live in the same city. So we had to find a format that would work, and something that we could send to each other. And we also had to find time in our own schedules to get together and do work in the same place, you know, both work on the same piece, but then keep it going over time. So it was kind of interesting how we worked it out.
We went through a process of getting together physically in the same space, like Carla said, and then mailing the actual pieces to each other from Duluth, Minnesota to Ithaca, New York, Ithaca, New York, Duluth, Minnesota. I would work, and then Carla would transform them, and she would send them back to me, and I would transform them again. Our energy, our aesthetic is really intertwined.
In the last part of working together, Cecilia came to my studio for 10 days in Ithaca, and we really made all the transitions between the pieces and brought it all together as a whole, as much as possible. But we still didn't exactly figure out the hanging apparatus until we came here to the Art Institute. And fortunately, we've had 3 weeks to pull this all together and work every day and make it fit the space. So it's definitely site-specific work.
The act of installing is as important, perhaps, as the piece, and making the piece at home and making it seamless, the integration between the piece and the space. And that's so challenging, but so interesting.
Right now, the gallery as a whole is coming together as an art piece. When you walk in, you'll have a certain directional movement that will continue throughout the gallery. And it's something that we've consciously designed. I don't think anybody else will notice that it's consciously designed, but it adds to your feeling of movement in the space. An installation envelops the viewer in a certain way that I find very exciting. I've always been interested in using found objects and collage. But because I teach drawing at Ithaca College now, I've been drawing more and more. So a fun thing about this project has been to integrate drawing with collage and installation. So making some very large drawings that are on the wall that then relate to the piece has been really new and fun for me.
And we share that in a way. We're both teachers. I teach right here at UMD, and it's interesting how many things we share and how many things we don't share in our background and life. And so it's just that interesting combination.
Again, you can see this work at the show Confluence, opening with a reception this Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Duluth Art Institute, and it's up through March 17th. Their gallery talk will be on March 11th at 5:30. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Chloe Walsh and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy and support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. Send us your comments. We'd love to hear from you. KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.